and Air Company, sales, service, installation, and repair on most makes and models. 712-829-2280.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 18 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock here at our studios on the east side of Red Oak. We're now at 72 degrees and climbing, and looking for a high ultimately in the lower 80s today. We'll make it to the lower 80s, maybe a little sunshine this afternoon as well. We are going to have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Clarinda Regional Health Center and Abby Orm with me this morning. Abby, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Abby?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. I'm doing well. How is your summer going?
It's going great. It's a little hot out there, but Overall going well.
So have you had the opportunity to go on a vacation, get away for a few days and enjoy the summer? Or has it just been taking care of business this summer?
Actually, yeah, we have. We've done a couple Minnesota trips. Okay. And that's been a nice change of pace.
You bet. You bet. Very cool. All right, Abby. So it's always great to get away and enjoy the family and just take a minute to slow down, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
What do you do when you're outside of work and you're not at Clarinda Regional Health Center taking care of people, helping people? What do you do for fun?
Spending time with my husband, Caleb Orm, and my son, Owen Orm. Just doing whatever activities we can around Red Oak.
Yeah.
Traveling, taking our dog for a walk, just being outdoors is kind of our favorite thing to do.
Well, yeah. Very cool. Most enjoyable to do those sorts of things as well. So, yeah. All right. What pushed you in the direction of medicine, taking care of people, healthcare, the industry overall? Why did you make the decision to become an occupational therapist?
Yeah, I've always had a passion of helping others. I come from a long line of healthcare workers, nurses. Occupational therapy is just a really diverse profession. A lot of opportunities there to help individuals of all ages work with a variety of different diagnoses. And especially in rural Iowa, mm-hmm. you can put on a lot of different hats. And so it's never boring, always learning something, and always looking for a new service to provide.
So why occupational therapy?
Just for those reasons, with occupational therapy, you can really pick like a specialty interest and dive into that,
mm-hmm.
or you can provide this as a more broad service and treat a lot of different people. So there's a lot of different options, opportunities, places to work. It's really about helping people become the best version of themselves, be as independent as possible to do their activities of daily living or just, whatever is most meaningful to them, make sure that they can do that as independent as possible.
Is that through physical, like exercises and that sort of thing? Or do you watch what people do and then you design, make their environment fit them better? Or how does that work, Abby?
Yeah, that's a great question. Honestly, a combination of both. It just depends on what we're treating specifically. You know, if it's more of an exercise activity or program that we're providing, or assessing their specific setup, whether it's home or wherever they may live, to make sure that they have modifications and adaptations to be as independent as possible in their specific environment.
And this is all ages of people you work with, right? From younger to older?
Yes. Yep. And specifically from speaking for myself, I really dove into pediatrics, so working on feeding. So I do treat a lot of the younger population, but I also have the entire range. I work on orthopedic injuries, cognition and memory, pediatrics just for developmental milestones, handwriting, but then a newer service that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. So, do you have my interest, Abby?
Yeah.
What do you do? What do you do for cognition and memory? How do you help with that?
So we have a lot of different tests. Standardized tests that I can put individuals through and see what areas their deficits may lie, because it's not just, remembering things that maybe happened yesterday or 5 years ago. It's what we call executive functioning. So how can they perform in specific situations, whether that be how are they performing at the grocery store, if they're going to a doctor's appointment,
mm-hmm.
How are they doing within their home setting? Are they remembering to take their medicines? Are they remembering, an entire timeline of a day, things like that? So really getting into their personal life and figuring out what's most important to them and making sure they're successful.
Boy, it is broad. The scope
very broad.
Scope of things you cover is broad. That's pretty remarkable. Well, we're supposed to talk about driving rehabilitation. That's what my notes say, but you just had my interest there, Abby, with that. So let's talk about driving rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. First off, what is driving rehabilitation?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I know a lot of people might have the same question because it's not something that we can find close to home in Southwest Iowa. So this program allows me to assess and support individuals who have maybe had a change in their ability to drive due to a medical condition, just the natural aging process, or they may have another type of physical disability that's changed or impacted their driving habits.
Okay. So kind of along those lines, who might need driving evaluation? And so does it start with, you think maybe I had, like you say, I have a physical disability, I'm getting older, or maybe I had some medical procedure or something that, so now I have to have a driving evaluation. Is that, and then you come talk to me, walk me through that process, Abby.
Yeah, so I like to kind of break it down. So if we're looking at an older adult, we know that driving skills can decline with age.
Mm-hmm.
So then there we would look at recommendations or different training to improve what skills they do have, identify any like restrictions they may need on their license, or guide them into driving retirement. The other category of that would be if somebody has a physical challenge, meeting their specific needs, if they've had a change in their status, medical status. So if they've had a stroke, a head injury, spinal cord injury, an amputation, they have neuropathy,
mm-hmm.
or even more broadly, somebody who's falling frequently, they've had a change in their eyesight and vision, their memory is just not quite where it used to be.
Yeah.
Just making sure that they can be a safe driver, or if we need to have the discussion to keep others safe on the road about how to retire from driving and support them in that process.
Okay, so I'm happy you mentioned that because I was kind of curious about that. That can be a difficult decision or difficult, I guess, number one decision. I don't know. Maybe it's not a difficult decision, but maybe it's a difficult conversation to have that maybe it's time to give the keys up. How do you help people with that or suggest that, or how's that process work?
Yeah, absolutely. With all the testing that we do and the discussions that we have, most likely there's a loved one or a family member in the conversation as well, talking truthfully about the realistic things that happened during this driving assessment and program to make sure that they're safe, keeping others safe. And so if the hard conversation, like you mentioned, is retiring from driving, making sure that they have support from whether it be myself, their physician, other individuals in the community, and making sure that they can still be independent, but it just might not be that they're driving themselves to appointments and other outings and have another means to get there.
Well, that's a difficult one. I can speak from experience mm-hmm. with my own family when, you know, there were some issues, and it was not necessarily a hard decision to make, but having that conversation and then having, in this case, my grandmother realize that, hey, you know what, it's time that I'm not driving anymore. That's a hard decision. Mm-hmm. So do you say the evaluation process? So do you go perform a series of tests, or do you talk to family members? What's that evaluation process like?
Yeah. I would love to talk about that with you. The first step is always having a referral from a physician. So that really goes with any therapy service mm-hmm. here in Clarinda, making sure your doctor's on board and okay with this decision to have a driving evaluation. So when we get your name and your order from your physician, the first thing that we'll do is an evaluation in the clinic. So looking at the risk for driving. So I get to see, you know, what is this individual's goal for driving?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look at their vision, skills, their understanding of basic driving rules, their memory, their cognition, attention, their ability to react in an appropriate time. With all of that, I kind of make a clinical decision. Is it safe to put this individual in a vehicle, or is this where we end our evaluation? If they've passed those points, or we feel as though they would be safe to go in the vehicle and show me their skills, we would get in our new driving rehabilitation car that we have here at Clarinda to assess how an individual will operate a vehicle. How will they comply with basic rules of the road? How will they react in a sticky situation?
Mm-hmm.
And will they just show me the safe driving practice? And I take all of that into consideration before we have a big discussion of, is this individual still safe to be on the road and driving?
Okay.
So we'll look at, you know, can they continue driving with with no recommendation? Do they need more training? Because a lot of times, you know, even if somebody is starting to show some decline in their cognition, we can train and try to adapt or modify their skill sets to make them safe here in their, like, local driving environment, whether it be here in Clarinda, Red Oak, any of the surrounding towns. You know, or, again, having that big discussion of retiring from driving. All of which, you know, pends the physician approval. So everything that we talk about will go back to their referring physician. I know that's a big question of, do I make or break that decision? But ultimately, it's up to their physician.
So you have
primary care physician.
So you, and by the way, we are visiting with Abby Orm from Clarinda Regional Health Center. So you do have a vehicle that's kind of equipped to, when you make that step, okay, let's get in the car and see how it goes. You have a vehicle that's equipped for that
to
perform that. Okay, so here we are, Abby. We've made the decision, either time to, you know, put the keys away and no more driving, or let's take these next steps to improve my driving or rehabilitate my driving. And then with that, you have adaptive equipment, hand controls, those sorts of things. Or what does that process look like when you get to the point to say, okay, we can make some advancements and improvements in your driving? How does that look?
Yeah. So if it's not so much of a memory concern with driving, if it's more of a vision concern, there's different mirrors or adaptations we can make to a vehicle to improve the safety, make sure this person can be independent and be on the road. Or we talked about individuals who may need to drive, but they have a new or existing physical challenge, like we mentioned, stroke, head injury. So I have the ability to identify and prescribe adaptive equipment needs, including hand controls, adding a different foot accelerator. Sometimes people can no longer drive with their right foot, and they need to use an accelerator on the left side, which is super unique, or provide different steering devices to make turning the steering wheel a little bit easier.
Okay. All right. So there are, again, to your point of being an occupational therapist, this helps people improve their lives, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it gives some freedom back. You can have that independence. So that's a pretty cool thing. So how do I learn more about it? Or actually, it's a physician result. So I can't say, or Melanie can't say, Aaron, you're a terrible driver. You need to go to driver rehabilitation. It doesn't work that way.
Not quite.
No. So it has to come from your primary care provider.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. How do they learn? Should someone bring that up or ask their primary care and say, hey, maybe I might need help, or maybe grandma or grandpa might need help? How does that work, Abby?
Yeah, exactly. Like what you're mentioning. So yeah, if they have an upcoming appointment and they're concerned, you know, their loved one's being a little bit more forgetful, or they've just noticed a change in their driving habits, or if it's an individual themselves and they just feel like things are a little bit slower, they want to make sure that they are safe and not putting other people's lives at risk, bring it up to your primary care provider.
Mm-hmm.
They could always call the Clarinda Regional Health Center to discuss that with myself or one of our other staff members and see if they would be an appropriate referral.
Okay. By the way, clarindahealth.com is the website. There's a lot of information available on your website, too. Contact information, email. It's a great place to start looking for information. But is there a number that people should call in particular, or how do they reach out, Abby?
Yes, our direct number is 712-542-8224.
Okay, very good. So if you know that person, or if you are that person and need a little help, here you go. An opportunity. How long have you had this driving rehabilitation program?
So it is brand new, very unique to Clarinda. Like I said before, I mean, it's not something that we have nearby.
Right.
I think the closest ones we have are Omaha, Des Moines, and Kansas City. So this is kind of my drive for bringing it to Southwest Iowa. We are rolling out the program just next week. I've had the training for about a year, and we've been really working diligently on getting this program up and running.
Gosh, it seems like it's really needed, though. I mean, it doesn't take someone that's with great insight to see this is a necessary or quite beneficial program for our area. Wow.
Yes, it's a very well-needed service. And, you know, I think one that, because people have to drive such a significant distance, it's just sometimes not sought out because it seems unrealistic to get to these bigger cities. So hoping to provide a great service here to Southwest Iowa.
Very cool. All right. Again, Abby Orm with me from Clarinda Regional Health Center. the driving rehabilitation program. Maybe you want to reach out and talk about it. I mean, at least if you have questions, call and ask to learn more about it. So talk to your primary care provider and know that it is an option. Very good. Anything else, Abby, we need to touch on that we have not touched on around that program?
I don't think so. I think we covered most of it. And like you had mentioned, if anyone has questions before they want to go to their provider, they're more than welcome to call our driving rehabilitation to talk about driving rehabilitation at the Clarinda Regional Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Center.
Very cool.
Here at Clarinda.
What's the rest of your day hold today, Abby?
Oh, just patient care. So have a lot of kiddos on my schedule, a couple of other orthopedic injuries, and then hopefully getting out of here for the weekend.
There you go. Hey, what's going on this weekend? You have big plans this weekend? Anything fun going on? Going camping, taking the dog for a walk, or anything fun?
Yeah, definitely taking the dog for a walk and probably going out to play a little golf.
Oh, how's the golf game?
Not great. I just really enjoy it.
Who's better, you or Caleb?
Definitely Caleb.
Okay. There's your opportunity, Abby, to say I'm way better than he is. I don't know. So, all right. Very good. Well, thank you much. It is a pleasure to visit with you, and I hope that people really take advantage of this because you can, like I say, you can really see the benefits of it. So very cool. Thanks, Abby. A pleasure to visit with you.
Yep. Thanks so much.
Make it a great day. Abby Orm with me again from Clarinda Regional Health Center. Go to clarindahealth.com and find out more information about that program that's brand new right here in the Country Sunshine listening area.
Enjoy sweet summertime favorites this week at your Fairway Meat and Grocery in Red Oak.
4 ounce tenderized pork loin slices, 5 for $5. Fresh chicken hindquarters, only 99 cents a pound. USDA Choice 6 ounce filet mignon, $9.99 each. Fresh, never frozen cod fillets, $9.99 a pound.
So enjoy.